team. Welcome back to the Braveheart podcast. It has been a while. And I'll be honest, I just feel like I'm very excited to dive back in on this little series I'm going to create for you. And I am excited to be back with the podcast, but I'll be honest, it's just been a little bit of a bumpy ride the last couple of weeks. And I haven't really felt called to create any content on the podcast, but I did today. And so I'm going to honor that and I'm going to jump on and I'm going to create a short series on something that I get asked a lot in my clinic. And I just actually finished a call with a client who is asking me about this. And I thought, you know what, today's the day. I'm going to record an episode on this whole issue of being a mom and feeling overwhelmed and getting snappy and irritable with your kids and what that creates for us as moms. And if you're listening to this and you're like, oh God, that's me, I want you to rest assured you're not alone. Okay. That's why I'm creating a podcast episode, actually a small series about this whole phenomenon that happens is that everybody, so many women experience it. And so if you're listening, feeling called out, it's okay, right? I do this. A lot of my clients struggle with this. It's something that many of my clients come to me talking about in therapy saying, Carly, like, I just get so irritable with my kids. I don't know how to do that less. And I feel a lot of guilt and shame about it. What can we do about this? So I want to do this in a couple parts because there's a lot here that I will often share with clients. And I think that my tendency is to provide podcast episodes that are really, really dense with information. And I think that maybe making it a bit more digestible will be helpful for you. So this will be part one of possibly a 2-to-3-part series. I'm not entirely sure yet. And we're going to break down this conversation around how do I become a less irritable mom, right? How do I become a less cranky mom? Because most of us, you know, when we think about the ideal mom that we want to be, it's somebody who's patient and who takes the time and isn't always losing our marbles with our kids and isn't, you know, speaking sharply or saying things that we'd regret. And while that's a fantastic, beautiful goal, and of course, I would encourage you to want to be that best parent you can be, I think there's just some important conversations and knowledge that has to be kind of communicated about this, because as women, we just create some stories in our heads that sometimes aren't real. And I want to share some really valuable pieces with that. So before I do that, I want to jump in with just a little personal update about what's been going on in our life. So at the time of this recording, it's the end of March. We are still in Mexico and we are here for one more month. And admittedly, it's a little bit of a funny space to be in before we go in 4 short weeks back to Canada. It's definitely a positive change. We're looking forward to getting back and we're feeling a little bit sad about leaving. But the one thing about Mexico is that it is far, far too hot in the summer months for us to survive here as Canadians. I think that we would melt. So looking forward to getting back to Canada. We're going to be headed to the East Coast again, and we're getting some exciting things set up on that coast, including we're hoping to get set up with a au pair, which is like a live-in caregiver, hopefully who is from Mexico and can help us continue learning Spanish and become just more in tune with the Mexican culture while we're away, because we've really enjoyed our time here and we've loved the Mexican culture and getting to know the Spanish people and the Spanish culture. So that's some exciting news on the personal end. On the clinic end for Unoya Medical, we are working diligently behind the scenes to catch up on our patient waiting list. So if you have been waiting patiently to see a therapist, a physician therapist, thank you for your patience. We know that it's been a while, but I have thankfully met with close to 8 potential new doctors over the last couple of weeks who will hopefully be joining us over the next couple of months. So that's really, really exciting. Stay tuned for that. And those doctors will help us offload some of that list and help more and more women through our clinic, which is one of the biggest visions I have, is to help as many women as possible with their mental health. And I can only do it so much on my own. So I definitely need to leverage the skills of a team of amazing female family doctors who are passionate about women's mental health to help me do that. So that's exciting. I'm currently running Uncaged, which is the program all about perfectionism. And it is running with some 4 amazing repeat clients from previous programs for the Brave Her community. And it is going really wonderful. That's all about diving into perfectionism. And will likely be run again sometime later this year. That's a little update on what's going on behind the scenes. And for now, let's just dive into the content for this episode. So very often, like I shared, I will talk to moms who are feeling really guilty or speaking badly to themselves about being a quote unquote cranky mom or an irritable mom. And the first thing that I want to share with you is how important it is to approach this issue with self-compassion and grace towards yourself, okay? As women in today's world, we are often doing so many different things with our lives. You know, we're a stay-at-home mom of multiple parents, we're navigating and managing a household, we're being a spouse, we're, you know, maybe supporting some aging parents, we're also maybe working from home or working out of the home, we're building a business, we're running a business, you know, whatever, we're making transitions, we're going to school. There's just so many things on our plates as women. And I think it's really just the first and most important thing is to recognize how busy we are and how that sometimes our resources are going to be taxed and we're not going to have much left and we're going to get a bit snappy and we're going to get irritable, and how that is a very normal experience and that many, many women are having that. That being said, we often feel like it's not fair for our kids to experience that. They shouldn't have to, is usually what I hear. They shouldn't have to deal with the fact that I'm stressed at work. They shouldn't have to deal with the fact that, you know, my work is busy right now. And that's true. But one thing that I really want you to consider when it comes to that is that we are not raising children, or at least my intention as a mother is not to raise children who have had like the smoothest ride ever. Because the truth is that the world, when they go out into the real world, they leave our homes, the real world is not going to be smooth sailing. And there's going to be parts of their life that they're going to be disappointed by. They're not going to be invited to a party. They're going to be passed over for a promotion. They're going to fail a test. And they're going to need to have the skills to navigate those distressing emotions and those disappointments. And so I often share this with mothers because they think for some reason that the mother is supposed to just be this like unending vessel of patience that never disappoints the child or causes any distress. And I would actually, you know, hazard to say that that's not accurate. While I wouldn't say be a jerk all the time and just disappoint your kids constantly, a healthy level of disappointment and distress in your children provides the opportunity, provides fertile ground for them to learn how to navigate those disappointments and those distressing emotions. So taking yourself, you know, giving yourself a little bit of a break and saying like, okay, so I'm actually helping my child develop some skills of navigating distressing emotions when I am losing my patience and freaking out. That's not a big deal. Okay. So that's the first thing that I want you to think about, is just giving yourself a lot of compassion and grace. We also often as women have really exceptionally high expectations and standards for how we want to parent and the type of mother that we'd like to be. Many of us carry perfectionistic tendencies around the fact that, you know, like we're a good mom as long as we don't lose our patience ever. And then once we do, it's a complete meltdown and we're a totally terrible parent. It's very much a black and white thinking situation. When I want to just remind you that there's more reality to this situation is that there's more gray, right? So you can absolutely be an amazing mom and just be having a really bad day, or maybe even a really bad week, right? Where you're having a really stressful period at work and you're bringing that stress home. Or you're undergoing some personal health issues and that's causing additional anxiety and stress, right? And so just keeping in mind that, you know, these things are going to happen. It's totally normal, and that you can be a really good mom having a bad day or having a bad moment and still be a good mom. So when your brain only tells you that there's two ways to be, perfect or terrible, hear my voice in your head saying there's actually a lot more gray than your brain is just not showing you. Okay. So two little mindset shifts there for you to first think about is that one, we're creating actually, you know, when we are getting snappy with our kids, when we are having disagreements with them, when we are in conflict with them, we're actually helping them learn some valuable skills, such as like conflict resolution, navigating distressing emotions, dealing with interpersonal conflict. These are all really valuable skills. And we're actually going to talk a little bit about even more about that and some of the research around conflict resolution and relationship rupture in a later episode in this series and how that's so important. Okay. And then the second shift just being that your brain is often thinking in this black and white way. It's like, you are a good mom until you lose your patience once, and then you're the worst parent ever on the face of the earth. And that is just completely not true, is that you can be a really, really good mom and still lose your patience in the day and still have an amazing day. Okay. So the next piece that I wanted to talk about is how we can kind of support you in feeling a little bit less scattered or overwhelmed when you are with your family, because often it's kind of sensory overload or multitasking that actually will contribute to us feeling more irritable and getting more snappy. And so some of the strategies that I want to share now are around how we can manage our own schedule and our work life and home life such that we can set our brains up for success when we are dealing with our kids, rather than feeling super overwhelmed and walking into an overwhelming situation and then behaving in ways that we would not like. So for some of you, this may apply, but many of us are working from home these days. Thanks to COVID, there's just obviously been a surge of work from home opportunities, or many of our jobs have been transitioned permanently to home. And while this is amazing, and I am certainly an advocate for making flexible work options for women, that's part of why I've created my clinic, it's really important to recognize that there's been a consequence of this work from home life, which is a blurring of the boundaries, a blurring of the lines between work life and home life. Even in our physical spaces, some of us are working at our kitchen tables or, you know, in our bedrooms because we don't have an established office. And what it's doing to our brain is kind of blurring the lines between when we're supposed to be doing things for work, when we're supposed to be in mom mode, when we're supposed to be doing other things entirely. And this seems like a small feature or a small thing to think about when it comes to why am I so irritable with my kids? But really what this does is it just doesn't allow our brains to switch in, like change hats very easily, right? So the client I was just speaking to, you know, does work from home, and we talked about something called creating a transition routine. So if you're somebody who works from home, this might be worthwhile for you to think about as well. So depending on your work schedule and your home schedule and your kids' schedule, it's possible that you're walking out of, you know, sitting at your desk or your kitchen table, or in my case, my desk in my bedroom, and walking right into, you know, intense family time, you know, for dinner time or picking up kids from the sitter or what have you. And so what this leads to is just, like I said, just it's really hard for you to switch from work mode into mom mode. And so one strategy that I often encourage my clients to do is to create a transition routine between those two roles in your life. So before work from home life, many of us, and maybe some of you still, have a commute home. So we were able to get in the car and have a little period of time where our brain was transitioning, you know, whether we meant to or not, it was conscious or not, our brain was transitioning between our work life and our work hat and our mom life and our home life. And with work from home, we've often lost that 20, 30, maybe even an hour commute that we used to have. And this is not going to apply to everybody, but for some of you it will. So what I would recommend is creating actually a transition routine as if you were commuting, so that your brain can transition from work life to home life. And similar routines and habits and rituals are really important for the brain. It's the same reason why we create sleep routines and bedtime routines with our children when we're trying to get them, you know, to go to bed easier. You'll have like a defined sequence of activities that you do to signal to the brain it is now time to go to sleep. And so the idea is the same here. Creating a transition routine between the different seasons of your day, or between the different places, the roles that you're playing in your day-to-day life. So if you're finishing your work day and you have, you know, a 10-minute break or a 15-minute period of time where you can put in some intentional transition activities before you move into mom mode. This might look like asking, you know, if you can pick up your kids from daycare 10 minutes later or 15 minutes later, or it might look like setting your meetings to end 15 minutes earlier. If you could do a 30-minute transition routine, that would probably even be better. But the details are not so important. It's just more the intention of taking that time to help your brain transition from one role to another. So what sort of activities you could do in this time, it's really important that we get creative and make it fun, right? So sometimes we can fall into the habit of making our quote unquote mental health routines really work-like. And instead, I want you to think about how you can make this fun. So some transition routines, say if you're working from home and then moving right into mom life, could look like, oh, I put on, you know, three of my favorite songs and I dance around like a crazy person. I really move my energy and just kind of think about that I'm letting all the work stuff go and I'm going to move into a different phase of my day, right? That could be one. Or doing some gentle movement. Maybe you put on, you know, a gentle post-work yoga from like YouTube or something, and you do some gentle stretches to just think, help your brain transition out of that work mode. Another option might actually be to listen to some relaxing meditation music and actually do a visualization where you visualize yourself taking off your work hat and putting on a new work hat, right? Or putting on your mom hat or your mom outfit, right? And your visualization and your imagination, using your imagination to make this a really clear transition point for you. Another simple thing to think about is to, you know, change your clothes. So if you work in front of a computer like I do and you have different clothes on to look professional or what have you, change out of those clothes and get into your home life clothes, like as if you would when you got home from the office. When I have a more defined schedule and I'm working in a physical clinic, I will frequently just come home and change out of my work clothes on purpose to create a transition for my brain so that my brain can switch more into mom mode, which does require different things of us than our work life does. Okay. So those are some ideas for creating a transition routine, just to smooth that feeling of like, oh, I go right from my busy, busy work day and then go fully into the intense like mom mode, which if any of you are like me, like the dinner time, 4 to 6 p.m. time, it's just a really intense time. Most people are feeling really tired from their workday. The kids are feeling tired. Everyone's getting hungry. You're putting dinner on. It's just a chaotic and busy time. And so helping your brain transition out of work mode and into home mode with some intentionality and some kind of like happy, joyful ritual can be really, really powerful to help yourself feel more prepared to navigate that stressful period of time. Okay. So transition routines can be between any part of your life. So maybe you work in the morning or you work in the afternoon or you spend the morning with the kids and then you're going to transition to work. It's like, where can you put in tiny little moments where you're signaling to your brain, okay, we're switching gears now. This is going to be a different role we're playing. We're going to require different things of us right now in this season of our life, like depending on where we are. Okay. So hopefully that's helpful for you. We're at about 17 minutes. And in the interest of keeping these really short and actionable, I think I'm going to stop there for this episode. But in the next episode, we're going to talk about some other strategic ways that you can help yourself reduce those incidences of feeling overwhelmed and getting irritable with your kids. So in the next episode, I'm going to break down some things like time blocking and schedule management and how we can really just, again, shut that brain off and switch it into a mode that's more prepared to be with kids and is more prepared to be patient and present. So I hope this was helpful. If it was, please let me know. Send me a message on Instagram. I'm happy to be back on the podcast. I make legitimately no promises about how many episodes I'm going to put out. I am really moving into the space of just letting myself do what feels best when I feel inspired to do it. And it feels really good. So if you're listening and you found this helpful, feedback from you would mean the world to me. And I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. We'll catch you next time on Braver.